Chapter 29. Jefferson's Diary.
Mr. Wiggin, you say write something, but I don't know what to write. And you say I must be thinking about things I ain't telling nobody. And I ought to put it on paper, but I don't know what to put on paper, 'cause I ain't never wrote nothing but homework. I ain't never wrote a letter in all my life, 'cause Nannin used to get other children to write her letter and read her letter for her, not me. So I can't think of too much to say, but maybe next time. It's evening, and I done eat my rice and beans, and I done had my cup of milk, and the sun coming in the window, 'cause I can see it splashing on the floor, and I can hear Ned and them talking, and that's about all for now. I couldn't sleep last night 'cause I kept dreaming it, and I don't want to dream it 'cause I'm just walking to somewhere, but I don't know where it's at. And before I get to the door, I wake up, and I want to write in the tablet last night, but you ain't got no light in here but the moon, so I'm writing this morning soon as sun up, but now I done forgot what I want to say. Nannin brought me some Easter eggs, and I ate one, and Nannin ate one, and Reverend Ambrose, he ate one. And Reverend Ambrose asked me if I know why the Lord died, and he say he died for me so I can meet him in heaven. And all he want me to do is say I want be up there with him and the angels. And he say if I mean it with all my heart and soul, I'll go to heaven. And Nannin start crying again, and Miss Lou got to hug her. And Nannin say all I need to do and make her life worth living is ask the Lord forgive me in the pardon of my sin. And her and Reverend Ambrose was on their knee, and Miss Lou was still in the chair hugging her, and I was glad when Paul come and got me. I don't know what day it is, but last night I couldn't sleep, and I could hear Ned down the way snowing. And I laid there and thought about Samson saying, if the Lord loved me, how come he let my wife die and leave me and them children? And how come he don't come here and take away people like them Matten brothers on the St. Charles River, instead of messing with poor old folks who ain't never done nothing but try and do all they know how to serve him? It looked like the Lord just worked for white folks, 'cause ever since I was nothing but a little boy, I've been on my own hauling water to the field on that old water cart with all them dime buckets, and that dipper just hitting, and old Dorothy just trotting and trotting, and me up there hitting her with that rope. And all them dime buckets, and that dipper just hitting and hitting against that bale of water so I can get the people they food and they water on time. And the people see me and drop they hoe and come and get they bucket, 'cause they know they string or they mark on the top. And Boo's sitting under a bloodweed with his white beans and rice and going, where he at this here very minute? And how come he don't give a man a little breeze if he's so merciful? And Miss Rachel with her rice and greens saying, keep it up, just keep it up, and see if a clap of lightning don't come there and knock the fool out you. And Boo saying, let him, I don't care, 'cause a dead nigga is better off than alive one any weekday. And Sadie, him getting drunk and say it again, and Sadie standing in the middle of the road hollering up in the air, saying, come on and get me, come on and get me, see if I care. And falling down in the ditch and rolling out in the road and holding up the bottle so the Lord could see it, and rolling back in the ditch and rolling back in the road and drinking and holding the bottle up so the Lord could see it. And saying, I know you don't love nobody but white folks 'cause you dey God, not mine. And come on and throw your lightning if you want 'cause no nigga ain't got no God. And the church going people closing they doors and windows to keep from hearing Boo blaspheming the Lord. But me and the rest of the children in the quarter like Boo 'cause he always bought us candy and cake. I just can't sleep no more 'cause every time I shut my eyes, I see that dough. And before I get there, I wake up. And I don't go back to sleep 'cause I don't want walk to that dough no more 'cause I don't know what back of there. If it's where they gon' put that chair, or if it's supposed to mean death, or the grave, or heaven. I don't know. I wonder if Boo went to heaven, 'cause I know he didn't get religion first. Mr. Wiggin, you say you like what I got here, but you say you still can't give me a A, just a B, 'cause you say I ain't gone deep in me yet. And you know I can't if I try hard. And when I ask you what you mean deep in me, you say, just say what's on my mind, so one day you can be saved, and you can save the children. And I say, I don't know what you mean, and you say, I do know what you mean. And you look so tired sometime, Mr. Wiggin. I just feel like telling you I like you, but I don't know how to say this, 'cause I ain't never say it to nobody before, and nobody ain't never say it to me. I know I care for Nannin, but I don't know if love is care, 'cause cutting wood and hauling water and things like that, I don't know if that's love or just work to do. And you say that's love, but you say you know I got more than just that to say. And when I lay there at night and can't sleep, I try and think what you mean I got more, 'cause I ain't done this much thinking and this much writing in all my life before.